This is the GOAT Level Podcast with your host, the GOAT, the legend, the hero, Van Pugh.
We lost the Oklahoma fake. I don't know what life is right now.
Come on, man.
I'm still like, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. How in the world we lose to this team? They are not that good. I'm serious. Well, you know what? I'll tell you how. It's not because of the refs. I don't blame refs on this show. Because if you know me well enough, you know that I am a high school ref. And I just ref two games the last 2 days. And just the fans were just being annoying in both games. And half of them don't know what they're talking about. So I get it, man. It's tough to take off the fan lens in this situation. Because in this situation, I am a fan. And I'm not my ref hat. Well, I technically had my ref hat on. I'm not in the referee scope or lens anymore. I'm rooting for my college team. I mean, yeah, sure. The pass interference, the non-pass interference call was critical because that was fourth down. That was a third down, and we had to go fourth and 12. The pass interference call on us spearheaded a 97-yard drive. The Ollie Gordon run that gave them a first down that helped them punch it in to take the lead. That was a big holding call. That was a big non-holding call that sprung Ollie Gordon for another first down. Who knows what? If we look at the tape, well, it's probably some missed things on OU too. But if we look at the tape, I'm sure most of them or half of them Ollie Gordon runs was holding. Sure, this is what it is, but I got to stay consistent. Because every time these fans and these parents and these coaches blame the refs, I just go over the laundry list of reasons why they lost the game that had nothing to do with the refs. And I'm going to do the same thing here. You can't be dropping passes, especially on third down and fourth down. Nick Anderson dropped a touchdown. Drake Stoops on the fourth down had to have it. He double caught it. Like, come on, man. There's too many third and fourth down drops. And also, you know, what else? Like, the offense is inconsistent. It's always inconsistent, especially the play calling. It's third and five. Why are we running a power play? I mean, I can see if there's like the box was clear and we had room, but I just don't think so. They were ready for it. Are you kidding me? And then we quick punt on fourth. And listen, the turnovers, like we got a critical turnover towards the end, we did. I mean, they, like, Oklahoma State did some reverse halfback pass, and they thought Ollie Gordon could, I'm going to be real with you, if he was able to get that to the pylon, they would have scored, because I feel like he had a step on, I think it was Billy Bowman, it might have been Woody Washington, one of them, because on the little halfback toss reverse thing that they tried to do, it was dumb. That's why I'm mad we lost to this team, because they did something dumb like that and got away with it. On that play, the receiver ran like a corner route. It looked like he was doing like a deep slant, and he broke to the outside, and I think it's Billy Bowman started to follow him, and then the other receiver, he blocked, And then he did like a dig route. He appeared late, right as Billy Bowman was following that corner route. It looked like it was open, but Billy Bowman, he was late on that. But Ollie Gordon ain't a quarterback, so of course he threw a duck and it was picked off. And these clowns got away with that. You have got to be kidding me. We didn't even capitalize on that. We had three turnovers. The Oklahoma Sooners had three turnovers to Oklahoma State's one. Like, can't happen. Period. And listen, man. And two of the fumbles we had were dumb. Especially that one where, oh, and shout out to OU Twitter for jumping on me. I don't know why they was so quick to jump on me in defense of Dylan Gabriel. I don't care. It just shouldn't have happened. Like, I know Dylan Gabriel wasn't ready for the snap, and the center snapped it at his knees. He wasn't ready for the snap, so that's what happened. How many times does that happen? Why can't we get this center exchange right? Because this happened in the Cincinnati game, but we got away with it because Dylan Gabriel got the ball and threw it away. This happened multiple times this year. I don't know why. And it's happened on the road. In the Cincinnati game, it wasn't even that loud, and it happened. Inexcusable. I don't know how that type of stuff happens. I'm serious. Any type of dumb fumbles like that. And then, you know, I was quick to jump on Dylan Gabriel on that situation, even though it was the center's fault. Y'all right. Y'all don't have to, like, blow a gasket. You guys are right. It was the center's fault. But, I mean, how many times have I seen, I saw Dylan Gabriel throw a backwards pass, did the Cincinnati game, once again, throw a backwards pass, that was almost a fumble taken back to the house. I've seen him fumble the snap. Like, it's just stuff like that. Like, you can't just give away the ball like that. In the end of the day, shouldn't have lost, period. Like, we gave that game away. Because, let me tell you, after they kicked that field goal to go up 17-7, the defense absolutely shut these clowns down. And whatever they did after that was because of penalties and short fields. Other than that, OU was shutting all that down. And yet, we're walking away losers. But I'm here to tell you today that the Oklahoma Sooners are still in it. I mean, come on. Texas is leading the Big 12 with one loss, and that was to us, by the way.
Facts.
Oklahoma State has one loss. Kansas has two losses. I think Kansas State has two losses. I'm missing a team here. But seriously, none of these teams are that good. Texas barely beat Houston. They literally one play away. Like, literally, Kansas State was down three, fourth and goal at the five. If they call a better play, Texas is right there with us. Oklahoma State's not that good. I promise you they not. This is the same. I can't believe you lost to this team. This is the same team that lost to South Alabama. How we let them, after seeing how easily they shut them down in the third quarter, I'm just wondering how we even let them get 334 yards. I wonder how we even let Ollie Gordon get 137 yards rushing in two touchdowns. This team isn't that good. And yet, they're in second in line to go to the Big 12 title, and I am sick because they don't need to be anywhere near the Big 12 title. Like, I'm like on God, bro. Facts. They just because, like, if you can stop, first of all, if you can limit their running game, then You know, they got to put it in the air. And all they do is slants and fades. Like, come on, man. Like, it's simple, bro. To me, it looked like it's simple. Like, where is it, man? Because this is ridiculous. I can't believe this is happening. Oklahoma Fake is second in the Big 12 to Texas. But see, we're still in it. Because I'm looking at it right now. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. You can't be serious. Iowa State has a 4-1 Big 12 record. And they're losing to Kansas right now. Like, they're about to come back to the pack. West Virginia, we about to knock them out next week. These guys are not that good. We could still make it to Dallas. Just got to beat West Virginia. You got beat BYU. I know it's at BYU, but come on. BYU's literally losing to West Virginia right now, 24-0. They're dying. And I'm supposed to be afraid of that? Are you kidding me? They are mid. I do not care that we're going to BYU. They're mid. They're not that good. And then we got TCU, right? That's the order, right? Yeah. That's the order. Those are our last three games. I don't see how we can't run the table there and end up in the Big 12 championship. Oklahoma State, I promise you, is going to lose two more games. Because they not that good. Iowa State, they're going to lose today, and then they're going to lose again. Like, come on, man. Let's see who they got. Let me see who they got. UCF, not at UCF. Come on now. At Houston, I can see them losing that. BYU, they should win. But come on, they ain't all that, bro. Come on, man. Like, oh, boy. If this team makes the Big 12 title game, I might lose my mind. But also, I would love a rematch. I said this last week with Kansas. Here we go again. I would love a rematch in the Big 12 title. Because, you know, if we feel like, and I do feel like, we're the better team, and we play them again, we're going to show them that we're the better team. Because they're going to put, hopefully, the best of the best Big 12 refs on that game. It's like, nah. I ain't going to blame the refs. We're not going to blame the refs. No. It doesn't matter. If we're the better team, we got to punish them. Shouldn't come down to a few calls. We should have punished them. Shouldn't have let Ollie Gordon run for that many yards. You shouldn't have let Bowman pass for 334 yards. You got to take advantage of every opportunity you have. Just looking at that game, it's just no way the Sooners should have lost that game. There is no way. And I'm just trying to grasp with this reality right now. I'd be damned if I see Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship. I'd be damned if I see Iowa State in a Big 12 championship. Are you kidding me right now? Get out of here. That doesn't even sound right. It should be a Texas, OU Texas rematch. But even Texas looking shaky. Man, I can't believe this, man. And this is the last bedlam till we go to the SEC, right? Yeah, okay. I'm kind of leaning towards joining the Big 12 sucks. I'm so glad we're going to the SEC bandwagon. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, we still got to take care of business. And, you know, I would still love to win this conference. There's still a chance to do so, by the way. A big opportunity to do so. You just got to win out. You got to control what we can control. Don't let these games be close. Start blowing these guys out. Start cooking these guys. Quit with the turnovers. Quit with the dumb penalties. Whether they deserved or not. Just quit it. Just start punishing these guys, man. Because you got to be kidding me. These guys are not that good, bro. We should be the Big 12 champs. I know. All these other teams could say the same thing about us. Man, whatever. I still feel like we can win this damn conference. Why not? It's so much mid in this conference. It's so much, even the above average teams aren't all that great. Like, I can't see why we can't win this dang conference. And that'll be a big middle finger F you to the rest of the conference. And it's like, we still own you. Aaron Rodgers versus the Bears type stuff. We still own you. And we're going to the SEC riding into the sunset. And then the SEC going to see what we're all about. But until then, in the Big 12, lost two games? Okay. We let them slip away. Could have easily won both games. Now we got to move on. And we got to beat West Virginia at home. We got to punish them. I know that they're an improved team from last year and they're not going to be easy out. But I don't see why we can't beat them. And then BYU, I don't care their mid. I don't care where the game is. We punish them. TCU mid. Like, come on, man. We got to punish these guys. We got to punish these guys. And I think if we do that, we should be in Dallas. Because I don't believe in Oklahoma State. I don't believe in Texas. I don't believe in Kansas. Like, I mean, come on, man. Let's cut it out. I can't believe this, man. Can't believe we lost to these clowns, man. They run a halfback reverse pass in the red zone, and they get away with it. Man, lost to these chumps, man. Get out of here. I can't believe this. If we played them in the Big 12 championship, I swear to God, we better win by like 3 touchdowns. I'm serious, bro, because they not that good. Anyway, man, I got a grasp of this reality. I'm about to give me some rest and then move on with my night and then get an early start tomorrow. You know, maybe I can come to grips with this and maybe the bird is playing and I expect them to beat the Cowboys. This is the game. It's the big game, man. The Eagles got to make up for this Sooner loss, man. Like, one of my teams lost their rivals. Can't have two of them losing. And I'm not even going to talk about the Wizards. They already 0-1 in the in-season tournament because, of course, they are. Trash! And you know that. But the bird is the word. And the Cowboys in trouble. They're going to show, we're going to show them what we're really about. Sure, the secondary against Dak Prescott is a bad matchup. I don't care. Keep them out of the end zone. That's all we got to do. Anyway, man, GoatLevelTees.com for all things Goat Level. You already know that I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Goat Level Podcast. Make sure you share, subscribe, and get money.